Today is the 31st day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Wow. So we are completing 8 full months together in this grand year, this grand 20th year of moving day by day, step by step through the Bible. And I am grateful to greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week that we step into together, even as we release this 8th month, this piece of our history into the past, and move forward together. And it's appropriate as we release this month that as we continue our journey through the book of Job, that Job gets what he was looking for. So we have been through all of it with Job and watched his trauma unfold, and we can understand why he would feel the way that he does. We've also listened to all of his friends comforting, confronting, and then arguing and contending with him. Job maintains his innocence throughout. He is standing firm. And that is because his heart is true in this. Right or wrong, his heart is true. He truly does not understand what happened to his life or why. And that's for real. Even if there is an explanation, he doesn't understand, and he seeks understanding, and he is reaching beyond human wisdom, the wisdom that he would be able to give anybody, is falling flat with him in this kind of suffering, in this kind of pain. And so he's been reaching to find God for his answers, and in today's reading, God will show up and speak. But before we get to that, this fourth figure in this group of friends that has remained silent and that wasn't part of the group of people that came to Job in the first place, this person named Elihu, who is a younger man than the other wiser aged men, has begun to speak, and he continues to speak until God speaks. Job chapters 37, 38, and 39 today. At this, my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen. Listen to the roar of his voice, to the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He unleashes his lightning beneath the whole heaven and sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of his roar. He thunders with his majestic voice. When his voice resounds, he holds nothing back. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and to the rain shower, "Be a mighty downpour," so that everyone he has made may know his work. He stops all people from their labor. The animals take cover. They remain in their dens. The tempest comes out from its chamber, the cold from the driving winds. The breath of God produces ice, and the broad waters become frozen. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning through them. At his direction, they swirl around over the face of the whole earth to do whatever he commands them. He brings the clouds to punish people or to water his earth and show his love. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Do you know how God controls the clouds and makes his lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of him who has perfect knowledge? You who swelter in your clothes, when the land lies hushed under the south wind, can you join him in spreading out the skies, hard as a mirror of cast bronze? Tell us what we should say to him. We cannot draw up our case because of our darkness. Should he be told that I want to speak? Would anyone ask to be swallowed up? Now no one can look at this sun, bright as it is in the skies, after the wind has swept them clean. Out of the north he comes in golden splendor. God comes in awesome majesty. The Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power. In his justice and great righteousness, he does not oppress. Therefore, people revere him. For does he not have regard for all the wise in heart? Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, 'This far you may come, and no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt.' Have you ever given orders to the morning, or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanse of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. What is the way to the abode of light? And where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born. You have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm to water a land where no one lives? An uninhabited desert to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? From whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens when the waters become hard as stone? When the surface of the deep is frozen? Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? Can you loosen Orion's belt? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, "Here we are"? Who gives the ibis wisdom, or gives the rooster understanding? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens when the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together? Do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy the hunger of the lions when they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in a thicket? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Do you watch when the doe bears her fawn? Do you count the months till they bear? Do you know the time they give birth? They crouch down and bring forth their young. Their labor pains are ended. Their young thrive and grow strong in the wilds. They leave and do not return. Who let the wild donkey go free? Who untied its ropes? I gave it the wasteland as its home, the salt flats as its habitat. It laughs at the commotion in the town. It does not hear a driver's shout. It ranges the hills for its pasture and searches for any green thing. Will the wild ox consent to serve you? Will it stay by your manger at night? Can you hold it to the furrow with a harness? Will it till the valleys behind you? Will you rely on it for its great strength? Will you leave your heavy work to it? Can you trust it to haul in your grain and bring it to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap joyfully, though they cannot compare with the wings and feathers of the stork. She lays her eggs on the ground and lets them warm in the sand, unmindful that a foot may crush them, that some wild animal may trample them. She treats her young harshly, as if they were not hers. She cares not that her labor was in vain, for God did not endow her with wisdom or give her a share of good sense. Yet when she spreads her feathers to run, she laughs at horse and rider. Do you give the horse its strength or clothe its neck with a flowing mane? Do you make it leap like a locust, striking terror with its proud snorting? It paws fiercely, rejoicing in its strength, and charges into the fray. It laughs at fear, afraid of nothing. It does not shy away from the sword. The quiver rattles against its side, along with the flashing spear and lance. In frenzied excitement, it eats up the ground. It cannot stand still when the trumpet sounds. At the blast of the trumpet, it snorts, "Ah, ha!" It catches the scent of battle from afar, the shout of commanders, and the battle cry. Does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle soar at your command and build its nest on high? It dwells on a cliff and stays there at night. A rocky crag is its stronghold. From there, it looks for food. Its eyes detect it from afar. Its young ones feast on blood. And where the slain are, there it is. Second Corinthians 4:13 through 5:10. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Psalm 44, 9 through 26. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The peoples shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. Proverbs 22:13. The sluggard says, "There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square." Father, we thank you for your word. Here at another transition point, beginning a new week that is shiny and sparkly, and so we recognize your mercy and your grace for us in allowing us to enter into this week. And so we consider, because we'll be moving into a new month, and so even as we end this eighth month, we reflect back on all that has come in this year, all that has brought us to this point in our lives. Your grace and mercy in all of it. We do not deserve to be here. You have sustained us through all of it, and somehow we survived and made it, and we're here, and we're grateful, and we humble ourselves before you and commit to walk in the ways of wisdom and not follow the paths of foolish desire, to walk in truth and not hide ourselves in the shadows. We've seen so clearly in the scriptures where those two paths lead and what becomes of those who follow each of them. But it's not as if we don't know ourselves. It's not as if we're not familiar and experienced with those truths. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to lead us into all truth and lead us into this next month as we continue this journey and as we continue to contemplate all that is brought up in the scriptures, the deepest depths of the human soul, all of the facets of the human emotional life, all of the pain, all of the joy, all of the experience of this gift of life on this planet that you have bestowed upon us. And so, Holy Spirit, we look to you for guidance, knowing that it is there. It is always available. Freedom is always an option. It is a choice. Bondage, darkness, deceit, hiddenness, these are also choices. And these choices are compounding choices. If we choose freedom consistently, then our lives will become more and more true, with nothing to hide and nothing to fear. If we choose darkness, that will also be a compounding choice that causes us to hide, that causes us to live double lives and live in shadow, and enslaves us so that we do not know the way out. Holy Spirit, lead us on the narrow path that leads to life, and may we have the courage to follow it. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
This is From Junk to Treasure, and we will pray for all of those in our community who are suffering with long COVID. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you all of our beloved people who have called in for prayers because of suffering with long COVID. We also include those that these people know who are suffering with this long-term illness. Take these ravaged bodies and place your healing hand upon them, Lord. Rebuild what is damaged. Grant them restored health and a renewed strength. Sustain them in their weary hours of waiting on you, Lord. Relieve their exhaustion. When this chronic illness causes distress in their emotions, calm and ease their fears and anxiety. Whisper truth by the Holy Spirit that you are their sustaining power. Don't allow doubts to overwhelm them in their waiting, Father. Be their banner waving everlasting hope so that they will continue to put all their trust in your word. You knit each one together in their mother's womb and minister to each one of them, reminding them that you will never leave them. Like the man who came to Jesus to heal his child, we cry out, Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. Let the enemy have no claim on any of these dabbers because of your authority, power, and the mighty blood of Jesus Christ. Restore unto them a double portion of everything that was lost. Saturate their hearts with a renewed faith, a renewed resilience, and an understanding of your power and love. And for those who have lost loved ones that passed from this life, replace their grief with gratitude and help them navigate through the mourning, the pain, and the uncertainty with an assurance of your presence. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Daughter of the Most High from Texas. I was calling in for the woman who left a prayer request on the 23rd of August. I'm a few days behind, so it might be a little bit before she gets this. I hope she does. But I just wanted to call and just let her know that she's not alone. She called and talked about, you know, being selfish and feeling alone and not having friends and feeling like a bad parent and bad spouse and some of the other things she's been through. And sister, I just wanted to let you know that your prayer request just brought me to tears because it mirrors so much of my own story and what I've been through. And I just wanted to let you know that God delivered me and he will deliver you. And I remember so very much just this feeling of a weight being lifted from me. And I think the biggest thing was, I understand completely being in your head too much, overthinking things, you know, being selfish. And I was just so angry all the time. You didn't mention that. I don't know if you're there, but that was a big thing for me. So I want to let you know, sister, that I'm praying for you. I love you. You're not alone. And God has you. He's right here with you in this moment. All right. Love you, family. Bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Curtis in the Commonwealth. It's August 26th, and I'm just calling to give praise and thanks for my wife Angie's successful double mastectomy surgery that went better than expected. And we're home from the hospital, and she's doing so well. And I just thank Rodney and all the people who prayed for her, prayed for me. Her spirit of fear was lifted, and we were given great service by the physicians, and her two surgical teams did a great job. And we've been surrounded by family and friends with great love. I've been listening since 2010, I think. Been a double dabber for 2 or 3 years now. Just very thankful for this platform. Been through a lot of Job-like struggles in my life, but Angie was my blessing, and I'm so thankful for her and thankful that she's doing well. Just pray she continues to recover, strengthen. She's still got a road of radiation and then reconstruction surgery down the road. Just to continue to pray for her and help us to always realize we are in God's hands all the time. Thank you, family. Curtis in the Commonwealth.
Shalom, shalom. I just heard a prayer request from Emma in Tennessee. And Emma, you sweet, sweet child, I just want to thank you for sharing. Thank you for opening up and sharing your grief and your pain with us. So Emma, we just lift you and your family, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your great-grandmother, possibly, and just lift you up into God's sweet arms for comfort and peace. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling in. I wanted to thank you all for your prayers for my dear friend Monica and Elizabeth. Monica was just seen by her doctor for blood work, and it looks like her treatment for her stage 4 uterine cancer is working. She's in a partial remission, which is giving her more freedom to travel. And security, Lord, that you are with her and that you are going to heal her, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the way you are filling her with peace and your wisdom for the doctors. Lord, we ask you to continue to strengthen her and totally heal her and put her into full remission. We ask this all in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And my dear friend Elizabeth, whose husband had encephalitis of the brain a year ago in August, and their lives were totally different. And Lord, you are with them, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would give them your wisdom and your peace, that you would fill them with joy in the moments they have. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just comfort them and lead them. And especially for Elizabeth, who's doing everything, that you would just surround her with your peace and kind and loving and thoughtful advisors, Lord, that she would trust you, Lord, in all that lies ahead. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life and Kevin's life. In Jesus' name we pray. And also, I'd like to thank you all for praying for my daughter. She's doing much better, Deborah. She's working in Philly, and she's slowly coming to God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you will continue to speak to her heart and lead her back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all. But before I leave, I also wanted to encourage you with this verse. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who...
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida. Just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the Dobb community. And Lord, today we want to just bring all the children across the community before you, Lord, and we want to pray like Solomon did for wisdom, Lord, in this day and age and in these generations, Lord, with just the abundance of knowledge coming at them all the time. in many different forms or fashions. Lord, I just pray that you would anoint them with godly wisdom, Lord, in this field of knowledge, which is sometimes good knowledge, sometimes not great knowledge. So, Lord, we just pray that that you would break through that. Lord, that you would not allow the enemy to just pour things into their minds that are lies or that tear them down or that encourage them to tear down others, Lord, but that they would just be filled with the wisdom of you, Lord, and that you would help them to make wise choices throughout their day, Lord, when they're with us and when they're not with us. As parents, some that are grown and out of the house, Lord, we still pray every day that, Lord, that your wisdom would shine through them. And Lord, we want to pray for ourselves as parents, Lord, that you would pour your wisdom into us so we would know the things to say and the things to do, Lord, with them that would allow them to see your grace and mercy in the really hard times, Lord, and in the questioning times and just all the things that they're going to encounter throughout their days. And Lord, we just pray all this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.